go that route until you get the ah, and that moment you have the aha moment. You can go backwards, then you eat less or you smoke less. And then it's easy because then it unravels. It unravels and you can go forward a new way. And again, you're more of yourself. So you had at the beginning asked me that question. Many times we go one way, we discover it is not you or it was not me. I decided to unravel that. And that's what I said, dissolve, because we're creators. But creators, to create a new reality, we also need to uncreate other realities. And that's where you also need focus, to put the focus on discreating. You have to be faster than at that moment.
Welcome to the 3 Steps to Thrive podcast, where each show will show you 3 simple, practical, and actionable steps to improve your life or your business. Now, here's your host, James Lamb. And guess what? That's me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, folks. My name is James Lamb. I'm your host for 3 Steps to Thrive. It's my absolute pleasure to have Mylene Elke today, all the way from Germany. And when you record on these podcasts, it doesn't seem like people are that far away, but there you go. So I'm recording in the morning. I have coffee. Mylene is recording in the evening at 5 p.m. She has wine. And those are the best 2 liquids in the world, right, team? So there you go. So this is an interesting one. Folks who have been listening to the show will understand we bring on people from all sorts of backgrounds and all sorts of expertise. Sometimes we bring on people who are marketing folks. Sometimes we bring on, we haven't brought in an accountant yet. And I don't know if we will bring on an accountant, because who wants to hear from accountants? And accountants, if that's you, you let me know, because I'd be keen to have you on. But Mylene is the go-to shamanic channeler for writers, spiritual creatives, and enlightened entrepreneurs to experience magical moments to review the beauty in all things. How beautiful is that? We're going to talk more in a second. Mylene, can you say hello?
Hello, everyone. Hello, James. Wonderful to be on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Trust me. So I'm going to read a little bit about Mylene. And by the way, before I read this, this is one of the most beautiful, I was telling Mylene before, this is one of the most beautiful bios I have ever read. So most bios, and it's hard to describe this, I call it angular. They're very pointed. It has a lot of point in there. This is a very round one. So listen to this. As a world-renowned artist and healer, Mylene reaches a worldwide audience on her online radio show, Sacred Sound Surprises, and podcast, Moving to Oneness. She has confidently led hundreds of thousands to reconnect to their wisdom, allowing her audience to embody themselves fully, wake up to what is possible, and listen to their inner guidance. Mylene resides in a small village outside Nuremberg. And for those of you who are automobile buffs, that is the same Nuremberg as they do all the testing in. Being in the sacred rhythm of life, she feels it vitally important to fully express your message from the inside out and stand in your grandness. Mylene will lead you on a manifesting journey before materializing your vision. Her process will spiral you through singing, dancing, channeling, and more, so you can stand in your full power, potential, and intention, gracefully dissolving the borders of your beliefs and sharp corners of your roles you play every day. So welcome, Mylene.
Thank you for that beautiful compliment, because it really is important for me to bring everything together and at the same time noticing our vastness as the vastness that is outside of our houses and the beauty of the world and the beauty of you and me.
Well, something that's really interesting is, you know, when you're podcasting, and folks, I know you can't see this, but I'm actually looking at Mylene through a screen, right? So we're doing, essentially, we set it up in a virtual meeting and then we record it. And something that you won't, but you can probably hear it, is Mylene is very calming. Just instantly very calming. You know, we've had a lot of people here and I speak very quickly already. And by the end, I feel like I'm speaking like this with some people because it's so exciting. And it's not wrong. It's not wrong to be either way, but Mylene is very, very calming. Now, you had an interesting story right before we had our chat. You were thinking about writing your 3 steps, right? And tell us about that story.
it was so fun. I was going outside. I said, I'll move around a little bit before I sit down again. I always let my body move me, you know, I try to listen a lot to what my body wants. So I went on to the terrace, and it looks like a very American terrace because it got this wooden floor, not very German. So yes. That's why I love this place here. And I sit down in a chair, and there's a railing 2 feet away from me, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, how beautiful, after I've written some notes, what came into my head. And I said, yeah, that's typical, because the birds are singing, and there's this breeze, and I'm so immersed in nature. It's all green when I look out of the window here. And as I was sitting there, a pigeon landed right next to me, and it walked back and forth, and it didn't mind that I was sitting. So I spoke telepathically with her, and I said, thank you, and thank you for confirming, because the thought just before she landed was, oh, this is so peaceful, and this is going to be a peaceful conversation, and I even go forward with this. I think, James, you will bring many people a peace with your podcast, inner peace, and also peace in their business. That's your core vision. That's what I thought when I was sitting there.
Oh, that's so pretty. Thank you. It's and Donald Miller from the Story Brand, take note that this actually sounds better than the one I created from your book. But that sounds amazing. giving people inner peace. Let me ask you a question here. So, yeah. You know, you're what I would call tapped in. So you found peace. You're very calming, mm-hmm. and you are maybe one of 1,000 people in the world. That's the ratio that has discovered this. Now, on a daily basis, I imagine maybe you're unconscious. You can call it your unconscious. You can call it spirit guide. You could call it, you know, something is calling. And a lot of people will tend to ignore that, right? Because a lot of times we think we use our other side of the brain. We say, oh, that can't be. And or we say, you know, some, especially work, you know, we're taught to persist and endure and go through and do the hard yard, because when you do the hard yard, you're going to come out the other side better. How do you balance those two things? How do you balance your intuition with something that you've learned?
Okay. I have to take you on a little journey.
Sure. Yes.
So when I was little, I'm starting to remember more, and it's interesting, as my parents are getting older, they're now in their 70s, they remember much more of how I was when I was little. Mm-hmm. So I was very joyful, very connected, was always running away into the woods. I grew up in the countryside, right? Very connected to animals. I knew a lot of things that would always happen in the future. And then I silenced. My dad said suddenly I didn't laugh anymore, and I became quiet. So in that phase, I think I've started being connected with many people, not feeling that they were speaking the truth. I did not feel in a way safe anymore to speak what I wanted to talk about. That stayed for a long time. And also, I have cerebral palsy. I walk different than most other people. So I really also then, you know, as you grow into a teenager, I pulled together. I pulled tighter. I became a little more shy. And so then in college, I was doing then my, I studied first business because everyone did that. And mm-hmm. then I said, no, I'm going to go over to the U.S. and study veterinary medicine, and then found landscape architecture. So I even moved around in that realm. But in college, I remember I had to prove, or I felt like I had to prove, and I did a lot of sport. I think I did 25 hours of sport. So I always used this energy to work hard, to perform. I mean, perform. I also had a lot of fun doing it. But I think I wanted to show that I'm fit and that I can do many things, like climbing, workout, I don't know, swimming, whatever you did, right? At that time was the Olympics. They all came to Georgia to train.
Yes.
And then suddenly it all disappeared when I decided to observe my body and all these transformations. So I made this decision to say, what is this all for? why am I doing this? And I think I was rather lucky, you know, that I found that rather early in life, so in the late 20s. And I think the last push I did to get a state license in landscape architecture in Georgia, and then I said, that's it. I'm only going to do what I have fun doing. But I'm also interested in connecting people and being with people and living all my facets, you know, sports, art, landscape, traveling around. I don't know, the list goes on. And I did all of those, and instead of always deciding what I'm allowed to by others. Yes. So that fell away step by step. And a big more move came when my son was born 13 years ago. I said, I want to live my truth. And what is really my truth? Mm-hmm. What am I about? I've done all these other things. And I don't know, it was like a real strong decision. And then it started already with the birth, where I created the birth I wanted to experience for me and for my son. And it all happened, you know. And I said, oh my God, it happened right, you know, afterwards when you look a few months later on it. And that's when I became more quiet and calm. And in the big picture, where I really noticed, oh, I'm not really listening to others so much anymore, and really finding my own answers. And it was difficult for, like, because I don't translate. I don't have pictures spiritually. I don't hear a voice. Mm-hmm. I really had to learn to trust myself.
Right. How so is that?
Long answered.
No, it's great.
But it was important, because all our life experiences, I believe, lead us and prepare us for what we do on this earth to support others to get into the natural state.
Yes. So your son, who's 13.
Yeah.
Are you teaching him the same thing? Or is that something he has to learn on his own?
I think it's already in him.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that I felt this urgency to be even more me, because I wanted not to tell him what to do. I wanted to live for him, so he can see how I live and how I act, and so he can be it, whatever he is in this world. And I even, when I looked for a name, even though it's now a German name, but I remember I looked at all the names of the world, so I could find a name that gives him the most freedom to be who he wants to be.
That's excellent. What's his name?
It's Tilo, and it means in English the total man. There's not. Yeah.
Nope, that's excellent. Congratulations! It sounds like he will be a lovely person, right? And I'm sure he is right now.
Yes, yes.
So this landscape architecture, you did not pass it.
I did pass.
You did pass
it. Second round, yeah, I did pass it.
Okay. You left my listeners and I hanging. Now, my question is, you know, because that's not an easy, it's not an easy designation to get. And it took hours and hours and hours of studying. And, you know, I'm pretty sure even if you didn't get it, we would still be having this pleasant conversation like we are right now, right? And a lot of people would see, oh, you have this designation and you're not using it, and it's what a quote unquote waste. But it isn't, because you learn something about yourself when you do. What did you learn when you did it? What was the best learning you got out of the education, the traditional education that you did?
First of all, I think there is not one moment in life that is for nothing. Every single second is important. Every person you meet, every experience, every tear that rolls down your cheek makes you more of who you are and supports you in remembering. And it's a huge puzzle in this earth. We're always moving forward together. So there is no waste.
That's amazing. Right?
So I would say I, you know, when I studied the business, was this big lecture, 600 people in one room, and you learned what was in the textbook. And I was really happy when I found then landscape architecture, and I studied that in the US, right? I loved that there were smaller courses. I loved that you just could go to the professor, mm-hmm. and they always had their doors open. There was a beautiful communication. Maybe I ended up already a very beautiful college, right, where this was provided. And we went out in Athens, Georgia. It's like a little musical town. So yes. There were bars and you would meet your professor. So it was very stimulating. It was more mm-hmm. in the way of how I envisioned learning.
Yes.
Through sharing your stories, through sharing your experiences. Right. And landscape architect, anyway, it is very vast. And I loved it's the infinitive. You can do whatever you want. And, you know, I could do art. I could paint. I learned about animals. You learn about plants. You have psychology. You also learn engineering. You design mm-hmm. roads, geography, the list architecture. The list goes on and on. So I love that because I'm interested in it all.
Yes.
And then I learned how to communicate, how to dream up mm-hmm. new visions and be very, very creative. And at the same time, be very comfortable, that is things that are comfortable and beautiful to enjoy for a human, but with a lot of respect to others, nature, where you create. And and this teamwork with all these other professions,
yeah.
stimulating each other. So I love that. I took that along into my life now. And so I stayed curious.
Yeah, that's amazing, right? And the other thing about you that I love and I can tell is that it doesn't matter what your background is or your belief, you always have lovely thoughts for them, which is, well, Mylene, you're a better person than I am. Let's put it that way. My next question revolves around, so there's a big, you know, reading your bio, there's a big underlying tone for alignment.
Yeah.
Right? Making sure you're aligned. Now, my question to you is, do you align to what the universe asks you to align to, or do you make the universe align to what you want? And so there's a couple things here, right? So for example, you talked about the pigeon coming up. That was that, you know, you would call that you're aligning. Now it's giving you a sign. So you're kind of going with what the universe want you to do. And then on the other side, there is the birth that you had for your son. And so you had to create the alignment there. What's the difference between, I suppose you could say, you choosing your destiny and having your destiny chosen for you?
Well, this is a vast question.
I ask vast questions here.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see myself a little bit as a sorceress.
Yes.
And, you know, we had a question before focus. And what I've learned through all my life and where to get now is the knowing that I can focus really precise on creating. I always like to use a Dumbledore or Gandalf, right? They can understand the clouds. They can understand what the whales are doing and what others are doing. And then suddenly they go do a huge spiral. They bring all of their knowledge into their wand, if it's Dumbledore or the huge staff. And then with intention, he Gandalf hits it on the ground and it just goes forever. The energy or whatever he had decided in that moment that needs to happen. So I'm what I figured out about myself, and it was a long quest, and I stayed, and I'm still on it. I love to be, you know, what keeps us young, what is the ancientness, the wisdoms that no one speaks about anymore. This drives me. I invite people like this into my life so I can exchange my wisdom with them. I have traveled to be in places, landscapes that emanate this energy out, or I can go into exchange with nature and animals and anyone. We're all so connected. So we have the knowledge to create that. I'm not the only one. Yet maybe I'm more determined, mm-hmm. and I also desire to do it. But I believe we can bring our future that we have created to ourselves. That is what is the intention. And when you're able to focus on an intention and stay on it, it leads, you need a lot of energy, a high vibration. So this energy, and to stay for a while on a topic, on this intention and how you want to do it exactly, that needs this focus. And I have built that up, not knowingly, mm-hmm. through all these experiences in my life. So every one of us, you as well, everyone out in the world, is living their life they have created for themselves. But before, so we create in the non-material world, we bring it to the material world, and we live it right here.
Yeah, that's amazing, huh? Tell me about, you say that, and I'm going to reread this. I've already done this once, but writers, speakers, and entrepreneurs hire Mylene, the shamanic songster, to create infinite momentum because most feel confused, misunderstood, and alone, which is true. The entrepreneurial journey is a lonely one. When they hire you, is it out of desperation sometimes, or is it to improve? What is the impetus?
So I think, you know, people, when they heard me speak somewhere, you know, it's so funny, I spoke now, it was silent, quiet, you know, for almost a decade. They just know.
Yeah.
So it's a very beautiful thing. So when you live your, you use the word calling, when you're true to yourself and you live your wisdom, you attract the ones that want to dance and play and be in your harmony, because they feel like a little bit you're the missing link for a while before they go on. They're misunderstood often. So the words they have said, as you said, I relax them. So when they come, so I think when they come, first of all, they're able to just exhale and deeply, and feel safe that they can be for a moment who they are, that they don't have to put any mask on or not allow themselves to be all of the parts they are. Then also not living all their facets. So many, it hurts after a while if you can't live all of your facets. It's, if you always try to, you know, in business, there's the word is being used, it's unique. And if you go tight and tight, your body goes tight, it starts really hurting, and you cannot connect your particles within your body. They can't vibrate freely and play and be cheerful and celebrate you. After a while, that really hurts, and you become sad, I would say. So they're then also more sad. Not that in the deep inside, not that they're not, that the whole time they are not depressed out in the world, but they don't want that anymore. They decided also to find out more information, which they can use the magic. And I think also what I've learned, I gave them in a way, or they then used their own, they allowed themselves to also share that they're more spiritual in their work, and they expressed it. So they didn't hide that. So many of them also hid that, even though they're very successful. But then came a bigger jump suddenly when they opened up to that, even to their clients.
No, it's interesting, right? Like it's... You know, I sold my business, one of my first businesses anyways, a whopping 48 days ago. So it hasn't been very long. But it's interesting because when I'm doing this, and we started Look Ahead Marketing. So Look Ahead Marketing really is not very old. And this podcast is even younger than that. So this podcast is probably a whole month old at the time that Mylene and I are having this nice recording. But the reason why I'm telling you folks this is because my old business, I desperately wanted out. And I don't know how to say it. There is no other way to say it really nicely than saying, I desperately wanted out of that. And there were two ways out. One of them was to either sell it, which thankfully we did, or build this bridge as quickly as possible so we could get out. And it's almost escapism, right? So you are building a business because you want to escape from the business, which is, so there's almost, you know, you almost take shortcuts. Whereas what I'm doing now, I have no idea how I'm going to make tons of money, but it's easy because I'm just building content, and it's easy because I'm helping out other people. So it's almost, as you would say it, Mylene, it's almost like you're in alignment and it becomes very easy. So you build something bigger and stronger as opposed to taking shortcuts. Does that sound reasonable?
Yes, and you also were very clear about the timing. So this is important. I'm going to use how the podcast came up. For years, I wanted to do a podcast. And then I had to build up a conversation. I have a co-host, right? And, you know, first we had to get comfortable with each other, not knowing that we would be a co-host. Mm-hmm. But that took time, almost a year.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we were sitting together and said, oh, let's do a Facebook group. And then we said, okay. And then I said, oh, let me paint a symbol. It'll give us some power into the podcast. We didn't meet again for, I don't know, 6 weeks. I had painted that symbol. The name came automatically out of it, right? Moving to mm-hmm. oneness, because the symbol that I had drawn gave us those words. And then again, next time we met, a few months, we said, oh, it should be a podcast. It should not be just a Facebook group where we sing songs for peace of the world or something like this. And, you know, and then again, I said, oh, what music? And then I heard a song and I kept on looking for a right song, because I thought I at least need to send 4 or 5 songs for her to listen to if she likes it. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened? The one song that I sent her is exactly the one she loved. So again, there are all these signs, and you can feel it how smooth things happen. So I bet also when you did that move, it was, there's easy, there was a flow, there was a smoothness, a roundness, mm-hmm. and it was for your body, you were easy to move, and your surrounding was ready, right? The environment was ready, and they could move with you. So you have family, so the family has to be backing as well. Right. Yep. And then also the other people have to have their ears open when you said you're doing it and that you're starting something new. And even with your podcast, please come and talk. And suddenly they were all there moving you forward really, really fast.
Yeah.
And this is what intuition for me is really that we're so fine tuned that we're aware of how we act and how we like to move.
Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it? Tell me about saying yes. Tell me about saying entrepreneurs, how do I say this? A lot of the time we say no to opportunity. It's too expensive. It's too hard. It's too complicated. It doesn't align with the business. There's no way our customers will like it. Tell me about saying yes and the opportunity that presents itself.
In that moment, you can't say no.
How do you know? How do you know when to say yes?
You can't put it over your lips. It won't come out.
Mm. There you go, Fahim.
So then there is really something, because often what are we building for the future that we do not even know what is coming. We can't plan ahead. I did not feel when we made that decision you're going to use this podcast again because it's the most sweet. Yeah. I couldn't feel that suddenly, I don't know, people would come to get goosebumps every time and said, oh my God, yeah. And I, you know, I can now have the new vision, it's just an umbrella for so many other things that are already fitting in there. This vastness, I didn't think in August when we, you know, got the domain.
Yes.
You can't. So, but you have to trust in that moment when you make those decisions and it feels easy, it feels light, and you don't mm-hmm. feel any restriction. You feel like, that exhale.
Yes.
Then it's the right thing. And we don't know who we will impact in a few years, or you with your show, right? You feel it, otherwise you wouldn't have started the show. You have a sense. Why do you put your time in that? And it's not just financial. I think the finance, for me, money is not in the cosmos. And I know a lot of people mm-hmm. speak about it. But the principles are harmony, love, unity. Mm-hmm. Right? And it goes on like this. There's not monetary. So I think that is also only a backflow. And when we know we are so abundant, and that is really what abundant is, that we have the ability to connect to everything and retrieve the knowledge we need to solve something in the moment. Mm. And that we're taking care of, and that people come to support us in the moment we need to. And if I invite you, James, and also your listener, to look into that. And when did it happen in your life? And maybe write it down so you can suddenly see it as well. And then you'll feel it. And on top of that, build whatever you want to create now for the future. Because it's a new time. It's new world. We are not able to go forward like ever before. And it's going to catapult many of us.
Yeah.
Forward.
That's amazing. I'm going to get to your three points in just a second. I have one last question for you.
Okay.
You love what you do, and I know you do.
Yeah.
What is the best part about it? The single best part about what you do?
I smile, and I love seeing other people smile.
That's good. That's important. Okay, so just a reminder to listeners, and I know you know this already, but every podcast we bring on successful entrepreneurs and business owners, and the best thing, team, is that they are able to share three steps with you. So three steps to improve the business, three steps to improve the business owner, and we leave it intentionally ambiguous because we don't want to have lead them with anything that they would say. So sometimes they talk about systems, sometimes they talk about mindset. And we're so happy to have Mylene here and talking about what she believes her three tips are. So Mylene, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, James. So for everyone out there, what is important is to not segregate business and self-development. So the business develops when you develop, and when you develop, your business develops. It becomes one. It's a flow that stimulates each other. So on this idea, I decided to pick three steps, right? To create this freedom to be more this or that and whatever balance you want to look for it. So create from all of you. So observe yourself. That's the first step. Please observe yourself. And see when do you, these two things feed each other. So you can go look backwards, you can look now into the moment, and you can also observe what you want to create in the future.
So when you say observe yourself, mm-hmm. give us pretend that this is the first time somebody, someone who's slaving really hard and has been doing it for years and isn't getting ahead, where would they start? What would be the first thing to look for? Because it takes time and energy and practice to do this, I imagine. So where would they start? Is it at night when they have things come up, or is it in the shower when they, what's the easiest way to do this?
Every moment. So maybe the shower, it's when we're very connected, right? The water flows with us. We're grounded. We can feel energies. You're more creative under the showers, or maybe when you go for a walk in nature. So start there, or when you lie in bed, fall asleep, and you when wake up. Those are also the times when you're more alert and opened to many and to yourself. Observe yourself. Become aware how you feel and how you feel within your body. And does this hurt, feel, tighten? Are you relaxed? Just these things. So you become... Because when you're aware of it, you can make better decisions.
Yeah,
good. Know when you're tight and when you're maybe relaxed. Those are the two extremes maybe to follow, go with.
Yeah, amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. That's a good start. What's your second tip?
So use your grandness. So really move into the knowing that you are vast. You carry vast knowledge. And how can you... play that before you're going to ask me the same question. So example, when you write something down, when you use a pen and you have small paper, maybe then start using papers with no lines and then increase the paper size or write on the floor, paper on the floor, the paper on the wall. I have a big post-it sheet on the wall, right? Or maybe also then use a different size pens, different weights, and see how it makes you feel. Goes back to step one, use a brush, and also increase your movement, put good music on. So see how your hand moves when certain songs are played or you listen to them. So this also creates more freedom in your body and also in your thought process and in also in your expression. So that was number two.
So go living grand, with grand,
go big, go, go big.
And so the can I ask the purpose of choosing pens and choosing paper and paper, and you said specifically paper without lines, right? Yeah. That is one thing you were very specific about. Is that because it allows the thought process to go easier and you start to listen to your intuition a little bit more?
You're not restricted. So if you have small paper, you automatically start writing smaller. And yes, we all have different sizes of handwriting, right? If you can, but if you have lines, you automatically start writing on lines. And that comes from training when we're in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So I would love to untrain. It also makes a lot of people very uncomfortable if they suddenly have space to write.
Yes. But yeah? It's such a lovely thing.
So observe that you maybe become uncomfortable when you don't have lines. Yes. Ooh, then I may write crooked. Who cares if you write crooked? No one does. So it starts to create also this freedom in being who you are. Yes. And it starts just with a simple writing or how you do a line.
Yeah, it's interesting,
that's why
they
take a paintbrush or even their thickness and see where it restricts yourself. I remember I took with the Koreans a calligraphy for a while, and it was also a very healing. And for many people I observed, they became angry. They became angry when we did like an infinity sign for half an hour. You never stopped. But if they wouldn't hit always that center, they got angry. Or if you did 50 calligraphies and then you had to do all single symbols, right? And if one didn't work, they would get angry. And it is it's a rhythm, something in your body. You were so trained maybe to be perfect or that you always wrote correct. And in a way, we have to dissolve this. And that's why I said in step three, dissolve the patterns you don't like anymore. And it doesn't have to be, oh my God, it starts small. So use maybe your left hand to do things with. And if you're left-handed, you use your right. When you go up a staircase or down to the basement, use the other foot than you normally do. Open the doors with other hands. It's like you're bringing yourself for a little bit out of balance. It feels like out of balance to bring you back into balance. But into your balance. And this is important. That's why I invite you to bring you into your balance. And if you go to work, take another route, take another street here and there. I think too many always take exactly the same route. It gets boring. You can't discover new things. So even your eyes can fall on new trees, on new houses, on new people, on new cars, on new pavement.
That's lovely. What about emotion and mind? If we're trained to always think the same thing, and it's a challenging question, but are you asking people to open your mind and maybe listen to something else or maybe read something that challenges you? Is that, and maybe open the door for that?
Yeah, in a way, yes, I challenge you to be courageous, to discover yourself.
Yeah.
To be open mind to what feels good, because many of us, and maybe in some situations in life, I had numbed myself. The sport also was there to numb, or why did I? And it was good in a moment, and I believe we can go a certain route, and so we experience why am I numbing, and we can only figure out why am I myself numbing. It's maybe with food or alcoholism. Go that route until you get the and that moment you have the aha moment, you can go backwards, then you eat less or you smoke less. And then it's easy because then it unravels. It unravels and you can go forward a new way. And again, you're more of yourself. So you had at the beginning asked me that question. Many times we go one way, we discover it is not you or it's not, it was not me. I decided to unravel that. And that's what I said, dissolve, because we're creators. But creators, to create a new reality, we also need to uncreate other realities. And that's where you also need focus, to put the focus on discreating. You have to be faster than that moment. Yeah.
I know those were the 3 points that you just shared. And can you repeat them one more time?
Yeah. So create from all of you. Yeah. So look at your personal life and your business life, how they feed off each other. And then go big. Yeah. Create also from your grandness and go big. Maybe also do larger arm movements, dance maybe in a new way through your house. Maybe run once in a while on the street. And then dissolve your patterns, observe yourself, start with new movements, use your other hand, sit down with the other cheekbone right of your buttocks, take your other foot, take a new route to work, to school, to walk the dog.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. I have one more question for you. Normally we ended there, but I'm just curious. So, you talk about dancing and you talk about singing, and it's even in your bio or painting, right? How important is a new hobby? Is that a great place to start for people, do you think, as long as you're open mind? I mean, it's kind of this double-edged sword, right? If you attend a paint class and you're open to the learning, I think it's much more advantageous than going to a paint class and saying, I know exactly what I'm doing and try to do the best. You always try to do the best you can, but it's one thing to say, oh, I screwed up. That was so bad. And, oh, that was actually pretty, it was a good start. You know, we can build from this. So how important is that, do you think?
The hobby, yes, open up to many, again, I know, open up to exploring new things, and also don't judge yourself in the moment. First of all, in art anyway, there is only fascinating art. There's not bad art. I don't know why we grade art. So try that, or in a dance class, and maybe if you know already, but be open how another person approaches it, because that also creates something. How do you relate to others? How you understand others? You know, because we want to go behind what is the person really trying to say, really trying to bring. So open up. I love that expression you always use. Yes, open up everyone, as James says.
No, that sounds, I appreciate that. Mylene, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Do you have any thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, be you. Live yourself to the fullest. Celebrate your life and celebrate everyone that's around you and that comes into contact with you.
Perfect. That's so beautiful. Okay, folks, I think we're going to call it a day here on 3 Step to Thrive. So once again, thank you, Mylene.
Thank you, James.
And it's been a pleasure. So once again, folks, we don't pay our podcast experts a dime to be on the show. So if it's something that interests you, please, please, please consider going and checking Mylene out. What is the easiest way for them to connect with you or to hear more about this if they're interested in taking the journey?
So Mylene Elke is my website, but you can also find me in every social media outlet under that name. And just connect with me and come into a conversation. I'll be very happy to spend some time with you.
Yes. And she, you know, the interesting thing is, I appreciate Mylene because I think she actually truly does genuinely appreciate everybody. And if you have something that is bothering you, or you're not sure about something, this is a great place to start, folks. Okay. I think we'll wrap it up there. Again, 3 Steps to Thrive, where every week we bring on expert entrepreneurs to leave us 3 practical, actionable, and simple steps to improve the business or the business owner. One more thing, folks. If you enjoy the content, please rate and review it. It's so important that we get those ratings because, you know, small business is difficult. It's not easy in its endurance, and we try to leave tidbits of wisdom everywhere. So imagine you listen to one show, you get three steps. Imagine you listen to three shows, you get nine steps to improve your business, and five is 15. So you can see after a while how much better business can be by just a little bit. And the easiest way for us to get to other business owners that need this is to rate and review. So if you would do that, I would be eternally grateful. And team, my pleasure to be here. Same place, same time next week. Thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you, and talk to you soon. Don't forget, if you love this podcast, please leave a review. One of my goals is to support as many entrepreneurs and small business owners as possible with these simple, actionable, and practical tips. My team and I spend countless hours finding great guests who are experts in their field, and these people 100% volunteer to be on this show. And one of the best ways to help other people find this podcast is with your review. So if you would be so kind and subscribe and leave a review, this show can get out to more people, and I would be forever grateful. So thank you in advance. Okay, guys, thanks so much once more for tuning in. See you next week and have a great few days.